Mayor Ed Murray says all medical marijuana dispensaries in Seattle are illegal, so he wants to shut half of them down, starting with those that opened recently and haven't been paying their taxes. Those left standing, he's planning to offer legitimacy through a city license. KUOW's Joshua McNichols was at the announcement and filed this report.
There's this factory in Soto called DB3. They get all scientific about recreational marijuana edibles. They have this super secret machine that they won't even let me take a picture of.
What is it?
This is called a gas chromatograph. And it's equipped with a flame ionization detector.
Basically, it measures THC levels. DB3 chemist Eric Winterstein says we really should be applying this kind of precision to medical marijuana.
Honestly, if you're going to be taking something as a medicine, you want to know what's in it.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray agrees, but he says the newest crop of medical dispensaries are just plagued with problems.
You know, some of these black market operators are selling stuff that is hardly pure and hardly helpful to those who need it for medical purposes.
Also, he says they don't pay taxes, and sometimes they sell to minors. Daniela Bernhardt runs a dispensary in West Seattle called Northwest Patient Resource Center. She's confident her business will survive the city's crackdown, but she's worried some patients could suffer.
I do believe it'll be a bit of a bumpy road. Maybe for the next year, patients may not get some of the medicines that they are used to having.
The mayor's plan still needs the approval of the city council. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.